recall that at the hard drive this afternoon, but ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH.
It's fine, Roy. I didn't expect to expose such difficult problems of shipping a dot file and PDF file around the country. I was very surprised when the people had difficulty opening it, because I went through the usual drill that I did with these things. Nothing's changed software or anything like that at this end. So I don't know what the cause of it was, but Debbie also had difficulty copying it, so I can't answer it. And I haven't got the computer skills to go into it very deeply either, so it's one of those things where I hope it never happens again, and that's it, I think. The requirement was, under this agenda item, or this action point, was to produce appropriate wording. This has been done. It wasn't easy to produce, and it's because there's a promotional thing in behind it as well, and any time we start promoting things, we've got to make sure that it attracts and doesn't repel, and hence the question of getting various people to have a look at it and so on. So the job's been done so far as I'm concerned, and was circulated yesterday. Sorry for the delay. ZL2KH from Council, ZL2AMJ.
ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH. Yes, okay, Fred. Well, I think Phil had trouble opening it too much. The thing is that it's all opened now, and I'm happy that it's complete. Is there any discussion on the matter? ZL2KH, the thing.
What is it I wanted to say?
Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Roger. Roy, just a question. I assume this will be as one of two alternatives on the Enzyme web page, I presume. And get through to the start. Well, as you read in my email, it was mail.cat, and .cat files are something else entirely. So, yeah, but as for why, who knows?
ZL1TK, ZL2K, yeah, thanks, Phil. Yeah, I searched the internet for a program to open it and couldn't find one. Okay, Fred, could you answer that question from Phil, please? Over.
Yes, that's correct. I'm quite happy with that. Two alternatives possible, and it's over to the supervisors to make their selection accordingly. And that also comes up in the case of the previous agenda item that Vaughan was talking about, of an examination being required. The special circumstances of that, and I'm prepared to be involved with handling that particular matter, because it's a fairly specialised business. ZL2KH and Council, ZL2AMJ.
Yeah, ZL2AMJ, ZL2KH with Council. Thank you, Fred. And yes, I think the arrangements that were sort of entered into some time ago about that exam on action point 8/15 will be carried, 8/5 will be continued with. That's great. So, Copsy, that's complete. Action point from the September meeting, 01 TGC, ZL2KH.
I was away. I was overseas on holiday. Simon was away for a period of time, and we just missed each other. He's now back. I'm now back. Reinstated the discussion on the document, and I will have it completed before the face to face. So that will tidy that one up. I've deferred another trip overseas to try and get some of these things out of the way before our face to face, and it will be done. Thank you.
01 TGC, 02KH. Thank you, Vaughan. And Topsy, if you could mark that 01 as being a report to the face-to-face on the 19th of February, that would be great. Thank you. Now we get on to the October meeting, 06, 01 TGC again. Over to you, Vaughan.
Yeah, ZL2KH, ZL1TGC. Sorry, no further progress on this one. I think, as I reported last time, the person I was dealing with at World Exchange no longer works for them. The replacement person hasn't responded to my emails. I need to put some time aside and talk to the man in charge, and work's just been a bit busy through January, so apologies, I haven't managed to progress that one, so we mark it ongoing, please.
There's a 1TGC in council that I'll 2KHF. Yes, we can mark that ongoing, and even if our arrangement with those people stops, we can leave the link there for some time to repay them for what they did. Is there any discussion on that before we move on? ZL 2KH listening.
ZL 2KH.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Right, I think Vaughan's done a good job with that one, and we should just close it. If they're not pushing for it, we shouldn't be pushing for it, so let's just close it.
Yeah, thank you, John. Although I do think we have a certain obligation. This is their money. ZL1TGC, what do you think? ZL2KH.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. And thanks, John. Yeah, I'd like to close it too, but I agree with Roy. I think we have a certain obligation. I'll ramp it up there too a bit to the guy in charge. And if we still have kicking around in our paperwork somewhere, a letter from Project Spark wanting to know about progress on this particular item, so I would like to see it completed to where we have a link with the appropriate wording on our website. We had some good value from them, and I would like to try and complete this one if possible. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Vaughan. ZL2KH is the council, so we'll mark that one ongoing. I think that's the best action there that I can see. Okay, now, we come to the action points from November. Action point 01, I have been informed it is done, but Debbie is waiting for an answer from the branch. She has written but hasn't had an answer back. So, 01 is marked ongoing. 02 is against phoning. ZL2, 1UD, ZL2KH. ZL2KH, the council, ZL1UD. This document was never supposed to end up on a council meeting. As a result, I'd like to withdraw this action point and have this marked as withdrawn. Over. Thank you, Tony. Any discussion on that item, ZL2KH, with me? So, Topsy, if you could mark 02 as being withdrawn, if you could, thanks. Action point 05, I don't know if that's been done or not, so we'll mark that as ongoing.
Thank you.
Action point from the December meeting, 01, ZL2 Hotel Delta, ZL2KH.
Right, Council, thank you. I had a discussion with the ALO about this, and this is a bit of a storm in the teacup. This is a very simple matter which became very wordy and complicated. Simply, we should add those words, we should say it's okay with us to add those words to our license, as it will make it easier for reciprocal licensing. It's that simple. If we use words saying that we follow the CECT standards, and it's easy for us to get reciprocal licensing for CEC countries. But that's all it was. This was a suggestion from Don towards the ministry, and he wanted us to okay it. So I would like to move that we approve Don's recommendation that we have the word AJRCCCT in our license. That goes to the ministry. Over.
ZL2HD, ZL2KH. Thank you, John. Could you get that copy?
No, like I said, I can only just hear John.
Okay, John has moved that council approved John's recommendation regarding that matter, adding the appropriate wording to the license. And now, for a second, ZL2KH, listening. Thank you, Vaughan. Who's the seconder? It's open for discussion. No discussion, so I'll put the vote. Anyone wishing to vote against that motion, speak now, please. ZL2KH. That motion is carried. Thank you. Item 02. Has been done. So that is complete. Item 03 is also complete. Item 04 is complete. I finally got an answer today. So, that's all sorted out. John will be at the face-to-face meeting. We now come to item 8-6, the new members. Are there any... is there a mover for that, please? Over.
ZL1PK.
Thank you, Phil. ZL1PK, a seconder?
ZL1PK.
Okay, I've put down ZL2LF. I think it was you that came in with something. Was it not properly, over?
Yeah, I did second it, but if somebody came in before me, that's fine.
So I put you down, so to get everyone in the minute, Tony's in there already. Okay, it's moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Then I want TGC.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, the third one down doesn't have a branch allocated. Do you know why?
No, I don't. I do know the fella, he used to be in New Plymouth years ago, and I've worked with his brother, but I don't know why he hasn't got a branch allocated. Do you want me to consult with Debbie tomorrow, over?
Yeah, I think it'd be worthwhile just to tidy that one up. Yeah, I know who you mean now. Yeah? I looked at the name and thought, that's vaguely familiar, yeah.
If he was around in my day.
Tony, item D, is that a report that you want received tonight, or is that just for council's information? ZL1UD, ZL6KH.
So ZL2KH and council ZL1UD, item D, 8AC, is really just for council's information. I'm just, that's really just for council's information. I will spoke to the second page of item D, is as it was on the 31st of December, the 1st of January. One position, of course, has changed since then. But, it's just on a station day, brother.
Thank you, Tony. Okay, so we'll include in that one. So we'll take those four as listed, and or someone moves that they be accepted. ZL2KH listening.
ZL3TNT.
I've got ZL3TNT moved and ZL2HD seconded. Is there any discussion on that? ZL2KH listening.
I've
got one kid, mate. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah,
this is more
point, Tony. And
paragraph 2 has a future. You might be looking well into the future, Phil. I didn't notice that. Any comment, Tony?
I'm not perfect, over.
Thank you. I thought that all of us were. Okay, thank you. I'll now put that to the vote. Anyone wishing to vote against the adoption of those four reports, please speak now. So we'll now take the Fintag report, which was emailed out separately. Is there any discussion on that? Then I'll put that up to the Could we have a motion that the Fintag report, there's there aren't some final recommendations, so we need a mover and a seconder for those. ZL2KH listening.
ZL2HD moved.
Thank you, John. And a seconder?
ZL1UD.
Thank you, Tony. Moved ZL2HD, seconded ZL1UD that we approve the final recommendations from Fintag. Any discussion? Okay, anyone wishing to vote against that motion, please speak now. Topsy, if you could mark that as being carried, please, that would be great. We now come to item 8-9. I'll go through these separately, and if there's any need for discussion, if you come up with them, and then we'll vote on them at the end. Item 1, any discussion? Item 2, any discussion?
It'll work, Tim.
Go ahead, John.
I would like to discuss item 2 and 3 in face-to-face, if that's possible, please.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion on those two items?
Then I want TGC.
Go ahead, Vaughan.
Yes, nice that you'll be sent out an updated report with the membership numbers corrected, which was emailed and dot copies we've got in our papers.
Yes, and it did show a slight increase in membership, which was good. Okay. We haven't got item 4, hasn't been received yet. Tony, can you chase that one up, please?
Roger that. I'll send an email to my ZL2KH and Council, ZL1UD.
Thank you, Tony. And include also 15, 16, and 17, over.
Roger that. Will do.
Thank you, Tony. And 15, of course, is SJ, not JS. Okay. assessment, the recommendations we've done. So, item six, any comments? Go ahead, John.
You know, item five is just the wrong title. It's the 15 annual report that needs to be commented on.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Then I'll 2K8 listening.
01 TGC.
Go ahead, Vaughan.
Yeah, just noting the absence of any acknowledgement of the temporary appointment of Stephen Liddell of TGH to the FinTag report, and that you have asked for that information to be included. Over.
I think we'll leave item 5 for the face-to-face, because I have sent
that request. Okay,
item 6. Item 7. Item 8.
Little question.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, item 8, can we put that on the agenda for face-to-face? I think there's some recommendations for action in there, over.
Roger. Item 9. Item 10. Item 11. Item 12. Item 13. Item 14. Item 17. Okay, I'm going to ask if someone moves that the annual report 1, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 17 be adopted. And that items 2, 3, 5, and 8 be discussed at the face-to-face meeting. Have I got a mover, please?
ZL3TNT.
I've got ZL3TNT moving and ZL2HG seconding. It's now open for discussion.
ZL1TGT.
Go ahead, Vaughan.
No problem at all with that course of action. Just coming back to number 4, I think I got involved with trying to get that before council in time for our face-to-face meeting last year. And some significant difficulties were experienced. Tony, you may need to ring. Phone him up. An email will probably not get you the desired result, will it?
01TGC, 01UD, are we talking about number 4, over?
Roger, I just saw.
Roger, I will do that, over.
Thanks, Roy.
Thank you, Vaughan, and thank you, Tony. And Tony, can you please advise Council by email when you have got a successful report? And when these come in, if you could circulate them to Council so we can see them before the face-to-face meeting, that would be great. Thank you, ZL1UD, ZL2KH.
ZL2KH and Council, ZL1UD. Roger that.
Thank you very much. Okay, now item 8-10. Just a minute, I'll find that paper. To have a paper about that item. Does anyone else have any elucidation on 8-10? L2K8 with me. A autopsy. Can you please mark 8/10 ongoing? No information received from HQ. Over.
Yes, can do that.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we've got item 8/11. I've gone through these documents. There appears to be nothing lacking, or it appears to all be in order. Is there any comments on it before we ask for a motion? Is it L2K existing? Go ahead, Phil.
Roger, Roy, this is just a suggested thing they might like to consider is adding the ability for the to make bylaws into that constitution. Over.
Thank you, Phil. Any further discussion? Is L2KH listening?
It'll be HD.
Go ahead, John.
Why move that we expect these changes? Because they're pretty simple on the front page. They're changes we should be looking at, John. Wholesale edition. We should expect these changes to make good intent. And our job is to let them get on and run their branches.
Is that
all
I want
you
to do?
Go ahead, Tony.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by ZL2HD and seconded by ZL1UD that we advise Branch 46 that the changes are approved. It's now open for discussion. I'll now call for the vote. Anyone wishing to vote against that, could you speak now, please? I declare that motion carried. Item 8/12. Item 8/12 is a letter addressed to the President, which has been included with council papers. Has anyone got any ideas how best we could handle this? ZL2KH listening. ZL2HD.
Yeah, thank you, Roy. Would it be appropriate that I wrote a draft and sent it to council for you to discuss and look at?
Sorry, John, I didn't copy that. You're disappearing down into the noise with me. Has anyone got a better copy on John than I have? ZL2KH listening?
ZL1PGC, I think John suggested that he would write to the branch, but I lost the end of his over. It might be disappeared at the noise.
ZL2HD? Can you have another go, please, John? ZL2HD, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Roy. I would suggest that I write a sample reply. It's intended to the council and yourself to consider. So a sample reply for you to consider. Over.
Thank you, John. That's a good offer. Is there any further discussion on this? ZL2HC is going to produce a sample letter and circulate it to council. Please, ZL2LS, ZL2KH.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we now come to item 8/13, which we need a motion for. It is not a complete replacement. It is a replacement of the tower part of the computer. The monitor and keyboard are okay. It's basically been approved by email, and we just want ratification. ZL2KH listening.
ZL3TNT.
Thank you, Anne. Moved by ZL3TNT and seconded by
ZL2NT.
I've got ZL1TGC. There was someone else there, but I didn't work out who it was. So we've got a move by ZL3TNT, seconded by ZL1TGC. It's now open for discussion.
Roy, do we know what option we chose?
Yeah, well, the option we'll have to My instructions to Mark were just to do everything that he needed to do to get it to a satisfactory level, realizing that it could be slow when operating the, through the smart system because of the speed of the smart system. Over.
Thank you.
Yes, Mark has undertaken to do it for the cheapest cost possible. Any further discussion? Okay, I will now put the motion. Anyone wishing to vote against that, please speak now. That motion is carried. Thank you. Item 8 bar 14. Just a normal annual request there. Do we have any discussion before I call for a motion? Okay, I'll call for a motion regarding that 8 bar 14. Is that our 2KH listening? Thank you, John. Seconded by?
ZL1TK.
Seconded by ZL1TK. Okay. Any further discussion before I put it to the vote? No discussion, so anyone wishing to vote against that motion, please speak now. ZL2KH listening. I declare the motion carried. And can you put that as an action point against Debbie, please, Topsy, so that she can notify the branch. We now get on to the additional agenda items. Now, there were 7-0-8. Could we have a subject for that one, please, John? Over.
Okay, thank you. This is the one reactive to prostitution. It's disappeared off the agenda for some reason. Over.
Yes, the reason it's off the agenda is that the action point was a new contact. Well, certainly, I think, and we're now waiting for him to respond. I think, or the president to respond. I think that's the story. Is it L2HC? Is it L2KH?
Thank you, Roy. So it should still be on the agenda. Maybe we should discuss it. Have we received a response? I don't believe we have. I've followed it up 3 times, and I've been told it's being done. Last time I was told it had been done, or would be done by the end of the month. So we're still waiting. I followed up again tonight, and I think we may need to maybe put this on the face-to-face agenda. Over.
Yeah, thank you, John. Is there any discussion on that? Topsy, can you please place another? I'll make a note here and notify Debbie about that. It's Wellington Constitution matter on the face to face. Okay. Item 7 bar 13, John. ZL2HC, ZL2KH.
Thank you. This is the Wellington City District Plan. We had a meeting. And they've asked us for input. So we're now writing, Mike and I are writing a paper for Wellington, for the officer to take to the review committee of the Wellington City Council. This is really going very, very slow and we've become quite concerned. The council are dragging their heels here. So we need to keep this up on the radar, but it is going extremely slow because of the council. Over.
Now, when you say council, is that the Wellington Council, not the NZART Council? Over.
Yes, we're talking about bureaucracy here.
Yeah, thanks. I did have a talk to Mike the other night on the old-timer subnet about this, and I thought it would be included in his report, John, so it may be in that, but I do realise there's ongoing matters there, and at Rangitiki and some other places too. Over.
Yeah, that looks like that's going well. We need to keep them on the agenda because they are critical to the future of amateur radio.
Okay, well, we'll put that on the face-to-face agenda too. If there's time, we can discuss it in Wellington. Item 7 bar 12, over to you again, John.
7 bar 12, is there any update on that? The last minute say we're going to write to the president. Over.
Who is going to write to the president? Over.
Eddie was going to write to the person. Over.
Sorry. I just wasn't copying that. 7 by 12, what's the subject about, John? Over.
R10.
Yes, now that has been done. That was reaction point. Reflection point against Debbie, and he will be at the face-to-face meeting to address council. Over.
Oh, that's great, thank you. But it was on the, it was ongoing last month, initially on this month's agenda. Over.
Yes, it was on the agenda. It was. Where is it? Point from the Defender Council meeting, action point 03. John, over.
Oh, thank you, Roy. I apologise. I've got it at 12. Yep, and I see now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Item 7 bar 13. What was that one, over?
No, we did 13. The next one is June 7/3, I think.
I've written down 7/508, over.
08 was dealt with, thank you.
Okay, and the other one I've written down is 7/5/10, over.
Now that's dealt with, sorry. 08, we change numbers every month, hang on. Right, 08 is the same as 08, June is the same as November. Oh, right, it's 7/3. So we brought that to the face to face.
Okay, so are you happy that all the additional agenda items have been handled that you mentioned originally, John? Over.
Yeah, 1.709. Can we deal with that one? The ALD, if we did that one.
Refresh me in
Oh, here it is. Break in colour.
That's been done by you just in the last few days, hasn't it? Over.
Yes, it needed to be on the agenda, though. No, did you see the response from John? Over.
Yes, I have seen the response. He's going to consult with everyone by the sound of it, over.
Yeah, this month here, which is a bit of a shame. We need to keep these things on the agenda after we approve them or have an extra point on with them.
Yes, okay, but I think that one's been handled now. Is there anyone from council that's not happy with the way that's been handled? ZL2KH with me? Okay, ZL2HD, ZL2KH, are you happy that all the additional agenda items you mentioned have now been handled, John? Over.
Yep, and now that all the minutes, we won't lose the thinking.
Thanks very much. Okay, now I don't think we've got any information papers, have we, apart from, I think that's all of them. Does anyone know any that I don't know of? ZL2KH listening. Right, is anyone, 8/17, anyone wanting leave of absence, ZL2KH listening? Any more, any general business, 8/18, ZL2KH listening?
ZL1TGC.
Go ahead, Vaughan.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Just to report that Fastcar Branch 6-5 is celebrating 50 years since they were established, and that's happening, that's coming up on Saturday the 12th of February. I have been invited by the branch to represent the association at that occasion, and with council's approval, I would very much like to do so, isn't it?
Yeah, TGC 02KH. Which branch was it again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Papagura branch 65, I think.
Well, Papagura branch, a good active branch who've put a lot back into the hobby. Personally speaking, Vaughan, I would like you very much to pass on my personal congratulations and thanks for all they've done, but is there any discussion from council on it? ZL2KH listening. I would like to motion that the council does pass on congratulations so that it's officially minuted. ZL2KH listening.
Yeah, ZL1TK, I'll do that.
Council to consider declaring the month of September and October 2011 as a special event with respect to staging the Rugby World Cup. We give hands a chance to use the ZM prefix during that time when we have those international visitors here. Over.
Thank you, Anne. Anne has moved that September and October 2011 be declared a special event period for the Rugby World Cup, so the ZM prefix can be used. Have we got a seconder for that? Thank you, Phil. It's now open for discussion. ZL2KH listening. I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour of that motion say nothing. All those against, please speak now. ZL2KH listening. That motion is carried. There you are, Anne. It's carried. Any more general business? Then I'll see KH listening. No further business. At 20:49 local time, I'll close the meeting. Thank you all very much for a good meeting. See you on the 19th at Wellington Airport. ZL2KH, closing the meeting. Good night, all.
Thank you, Roy. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Roy. Good night, all. ZL1TV.
Good night, all, from down south, ZL3TNT, ZL2LS, if you're still there, Patsy.
ZL3TNT,
ZL2LS,
how you going there, Ian?
Yeah, I'm going good, Patsy. If you want the wording for that motion I just passed, I'll email it to you. How's that sound? Over.
Yep,
no, that'd be cool. I have
got it, but just to clarify that it's all true and correct. That'd be great, thank you.
Okay, thanks for that. Catch you later. ZL3TNT for you.
Cheers, Anne.